Hey, it's Jonah Camera.
And I'm John Ritchie.
Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas. Now we are joined by Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot Shore Parks, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Elliot Shore Parks, 94 WIP Eagles reporter, joins us now. What's going on, Elliot?
What up? How you guys doing today?
What's up, Elliot? How you doing, man?
Doing good. I mean, look, that was a great song to come back to. The only thing that made it better was the smooth voice of Tom Kelly on top of
the
it.
The smooth voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you want to hear Tom Kelly rap his part of his intro song? Wouldn't you love
Absolutely.
To hear that?
Absolutely.
He needs to rap that part. You need to rap that part, Tom.
I'm in. You guys want me to do it?
We've all sung on air. They do Creed at 5:30. Hugh sang Crazy a few years ago. I think the least you could do, Tom, is rap the part of
What have
your
you
song.
Ever sung on the air, Elliot?
I sang Backstreet Boys yesterday with Spike
on
there.
So,
You're salty.
Wow. Yeah, you just.
Yeah, he kind of dumped.
He checkmated me very quickly.
Yeah.
There.
I did. Yeah, no disputing that one.
Yeah, no, there's nothing I can say. Nicely. How'd it go, though, Elliot?
I mean, it was beautiful. How do you think it was?
What song did you sing?
He said,
I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
Okay. All right. I didn't know it was I Want It That Way. You just said Backstreet Boys, so I didn't know which song choice.
Song.
Is that the one? Is that your go-to, like, karaoke song?
Nah, I wouldn't say that's my go-to karaoke song. I don't know if I have a go-to karaoke song. I feel like Wagon Wheel maybe would bring the house down. People love that one.
Bring the house down.
Never heard that.
What is I'm sure you've heard it.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle will play it. Come back from the next break. But
will I? that feels like a me decision.
Kyle does not like to be told what to do.
Kyle
does not like to be told what to do.
Feisty today, very feisty. But we'll see. Maybe Kyle will do it if he feels like it. But Elliot, we're 6-2. Eagles at the bye. Just your assessment of the first half of the season and where this team is, and what the first half has kind of done. How do you feel about where the team is right now?
Yeah. So I definitely think the team is in a better place, and I feel better about the team than I expected to after 8 games, especially with how the season started, how I thought they looked in training camp. I mean, after that loss to the Giants, like, there was a real chance that this – I don't think it would fall apart completely, but if you consider the history of teams coming off of winning the Super Bowl, how this team, you know, in 2023 went through that slump, like, or collapse, I guess, better way to phrase it. I think the fact that going into the bye week, they're 6-2. I think they're in good shape. I think they're improving. They're obviously getting healthier. So I feel much better about the team. And, you know, I actually think in some ways I feel better about the team now than I did at this point last year. They have more of a pedigree this time around. I think the passing game is better than it was really all year, but especially this time last year. So I didn't expect to be here, but that's how I feel after 8 games.
Well, and one of the things we've been talking about today, Elliot, as I forgot to turn my microphone on, is the hierarchy in the NFC. And obviously got Green Bay, 5-1-1, Detroit, Bucks, all those teams in the NFC West, all in kind of similar spots here. Where would you rank the Eagles right now in the NFC?
So I think that you can certainly make the argument they deserve to be in the top spot. Won the Super Bowl last year, have a really good record, have a really good resume. They have an MVP candidate and Jalen Hurts on the roster. So, like, I definitely think, you know, putting them at the top spot is not like a homer, you know, green-eyed, goggled view of it. But I also do think, like, Detroit is probably playing better than the Eagles are. I think the Green Bay defense is probably a better unit than either of the Eagles units right now. I don't have as much faith in the Green Bay offense. But I think those would be the teams that you would look at and say, you know, that they're right there with the Eagles. But the good news is the Eagles get a chance over these next 2 games to go out and prove themselves against them. So I think the Eagles at the top spot is a good argument, but I think Detroit and Green Bay are right there with them.
Right now, how do you assess the play of the quarterback? Look like he's starting to come out a little bit, like starting to hit his stride a little bit. So how do you assess the play of the quarterback, Elliot?
Yeah, so I thought the first month of the season he wasn't very good. I thought he held onto the ball too much. I thought he turned down chances for big plays down the field. You know, he didn't turn the ball over outside of the really bad interception against the Giants, but I just thought he was the reason the passing game was struggling. But the flip side of that is I think he has improved dramatically as the season has gone on. Was really good in their last game against the Giants, was, you know, debatably perfect against Minnesota the week before, who's one of the best passing defenses, if not the best passing defense in the NFL. But I thought even before that, the passing game showed some signs. The loss to the Giants was obviously a bad one, and Jalen was not good in that game. But you saw signs of the passing game turning it around. Against Denver, you know, there was some missed opportunities there where he was very close to a 300-yard game. So overall, through the first eight games, I think Jalen would probably get like a B minus, but I think that he is certainly like trending up as the season goes on.
Elliot, trade deadline coming up next week, and obviously we'll get to the AJ part of it. We talked a lot about that, but as far as positions the Eagles could be looking to upgrade, where do you think the top priority is right now for Howie Roseman?
So I think it's that second cornerback spot. I know the edge is something, you know, we all talk about, and look, they could certainly go out and add at edge. It wouldn't surprise me if they added a backup offensive lineman, just like someone with more experience and they could lean on a little bit more, especially now if they really want to do the six-man line. You know, that the importance of the backup becomes even greater, because if Fred Johnson were to be injured, you need someone to step in and do that. So I think backup offensive line and edge are definitely possibilities. But I also think corner, it'd be easier to expose that second corner than it would be to expose a bad pass rush. Because the pass rush, really, like the interior has been pretty good. You're getting Nolan Smith back. We'll see what he's able to bring, but he's at least coming back. You know, I would think against the Packers, if not definitely against the Lions. And then Brandon, I would assume, is going to play against the Packers. So you're getting guys back there. At corner, you're really just depending on Kelee Ringo and Adoree Jackson. And through eight games, I think Kelee has probably been like slightly better than he's given credit for, but I don't think either has shown they're somebody that in a playoff game you want starting against some of these awesome receiving cores that they'll probably be going up against. So, you know, with the second corner, offenses can really target in and like pick on that spot. And so I think that's a bigger need heading into the deadline.
Well, one of the guys we just talked about a little bit in the last segment, you know, with the Steelers, their defense is kind of a disaster right now. Darius Slay not having a very good year. Say the Steelers were to put him on the market, is that a guy you think the Eagles would have interest in?
Yeah, I absolutely would. I would have interest, and I would think they would have interest. Now, he is not, to your point, like the player that he was 2 years ago. I think coming back to this defense, coming back with Vic Fangio, being around guys he played with for a few years, you might get a better version of him. Also, Quinyon travels now with the top guy, so Slay would have more advantageous matchups. I do think contractually for the Steelers, like I think they gave him $10 million. So it would be tough to trade him, but, you know, if he's gone after the year anyway and they're not pleased with this play, maybe they just view that as a sunken cost. So I think Slay would be welcome back in the locker room. I think his leadership would actually be really good for that defense. I know we talked with Brandon coming back about him being a leader, but I think Slay would check that same box as well, and Slay didn't retire. So I think, you know, he'd be able to come in as a more active player and really be that leader. So yeah, I don't think the cost would be much. Maybe a fifth-round pick or something like that. So I would have interest if the Steelers were willing to do it.
Elliot Shore Parks joining us now. And we'll get to the Sixers in a few minutes here, Elliot. But I need to ask you about A.J. Brown. Obviously, it's been the hot topic. Next week, trade deadline, A.J.'s name has been mentioned in discussions. What do you think the odds are that something ends up happening with A.J. being dealt?
Prior to the deadline, I would put it at 15%. And I would put it there just because I can't predict how AJ might feel, right? Like if AJ just decides that he wants out and there are teams around the league, like telling him like we're interested in trading for you. Now, obviously that would be tampering, but we all know that goes on. So that would be the 15% where I think there's a small chance that maybe he just decides he wants out. That being said, I would be surprised if he did that. It doesn't strike me as AJ's type to like demand a trade out. And I think they would only trade him if he demanded a trade. Like, I don't think the Eagles are eager to trade AJ Brown. If a team called up and offered a huge package in terms of a player and a draft pick, and you could help this team while also arguing you're helping the team for the future, then yeah, I think they would consider it, but I don't think they're eager to move AJ. And because of that, I would say the chances are pretty small.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the general sense that everybody gets as well. But 15%, I mean, it's certainly not nothing. And, you know, how has that changed from the beginning of the year, Elliot? Like, obviously, it wouldn't have been thought about at training camp that this would have been a possibility at all. How much has your thinking changed kind of since then?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed quite a bit. Like, if you had asked me prior to the season, would AJ be on the roster in 2026? Then I think there was a real discussion about, you know, one more year, we'll see what happens. And like, because there has been, obviously, I think the frustrations with the passing game are nothing new. There's obviously been, you know, the talk of the relationship between him and Jalen. So like, there are reasons to consider that he could have been moved after this year anyway. But I think the in-season thing is just the amount of smoke that there is right now. I think teams believe he could be had if they offer a huge, you know, collection of picks and players. And that changes things. Like, and I also just think his frustration, you wonder if the Eagles would be more willing to do it. So prior to the season, if you would ask me, you know, leading up to that home opener against Dallas, the chances I would have said he was traded in season maybe would have been like 2%. So it's definitely gone up based off everything that's happened the first half of the season.
Yeah, and Elliot, I wanted to move over to the Sixers now because obviously off to a 4-0 start here. Incredible performances from Tyrese Maxey leading the way. Just your overall impressions of them so far, and how excited are you for this team?
I mean, they're awesome to watch. And that really, like, I know that sounds simplistic, but after such a painful year last year where they were so terrible to watch, and really even the 2 years before that, like, they were contenders and, you know, there were games where Joel was awesome, but I don't think they were as likable as this team. Like, watching Maxey, watching VJ. And I think the most exciting thing about this team is it's the beginning of something, right? Like, this is not a championship. It's not like a true championship contender. Of course, anything could happen, but they're not a true championship contender. This year can end really without winning a playoff series, and I think you could view it as a potentially very positive year. And it's just nice not to have the weight of expectations on this team after so many years of it being like, you have to get out of the second round. You know, they never show up in the playoffs. Will Joel be healthy? Like, none of that was fun towards the end. And I think this team is fun now. So it's just refreshing to get to watch them.
Now, and you talk about the expectations, Elliot, and that's one of the discussions we've had today a little bit. But when you look at this team, are you raising your expectations at all? Do you look around the landscape of the Eastern Conference and think this team could be a legit contender?
I think they could contend in the way that Maxey's unbelievable. VJ's been awesome. They're 4-0. So, like, I know it's obviously very early, but, you know, special seasons normally start like this. So who knows how at the end of the season where they will be in the playoff seeding and all that. But I'll tell you this, like, it does not matter to me one iota how Joel Embiid or Paul George plays this year. Like, I hear everybody say you have to have them to be a serious contender. That's not the way to view this season. The second you need to depend on Joel or Paul George, you have missed the point of this season. This season is about Tyrese Maxey, VJ Edgecombe, McCain, Grimes, like, in the building of the next core of this team. Is there a world where, like, they're in the playoffs, Joel is healthy because he's played limited minutes, the East isn't that good, and they make a run? Of course there is, but I don't think that should be the expectation. So raising expectations on this team, I think, is like the exact wrong thing to do.
Well, it should be fun. They're obviously off to a good start. That's been good to see. But Elliot Shore Parks, back with Go Birds Evenings tonight, correct, Elliot?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 6 to 8.
Me and I got to get Hugh one of these weeks, but we got Devin Candy tonight. So we'll do midseason awards. Yeah, excited for it. So 6 to 8.
Oh, nice. There you go. So Elliot Shore Parks will be on with Devin tonight for Go Birds Evenings. Elliot, thanks for hopping on, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take it easy. Elliot Shore Parks. Man, he really did checkmate me there with the Backstreet Boys. I didn't get a chance to hear that yesterday.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And what
you
got
to do it now, TK.
What can you say to that?
You got to do it now.
Yeah.
You got to do it now. You got to sing the part.
All right. I'll take a shot. Kyle looks like he does not want to hear this at all.
You want to sing for the Backstreet Boys?
No. No. We're talking about singing my open. rapping my open.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that, man.
Why not?
Because it'll be embarrassing.
I mean, what we do every day, isn't what we do every day somewhat embarrassing?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, not, I mean, what's the difference?
The only person who doesn't embarrass himself is Kyle.
That's right.
Kyle's all business all the time.
No, he's not. Yep. Goofball. Kyle,
Kyle's kind of like scaring me today, honestly. Normally, he's in
intense?
Kind of a decent mood. No, like, Kyle seems like legitimately mad at me today.
When you say you didn't like his take, Kyle's like, I don't care. He said, I don't care.
Like, today, I'm like, does Kyle not like me? Or is he, like, mad at me?
Yeah, a little bit.
I don't know.
It's all good.
All right.
Good. Let's get better takes.
Let's go to Andre in Chester. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Andre?
First time caller, long time listener. Listen, this is for Hugh. Hugh, I don't want no beef, but I would like a spirited debate.
Okay.
You said that the Detroit Lions score 30 points regularly. They don't. They scored 30 or more points four times. Three times, they scored under 25. And the teams that they did put up 30 or more on, my high school team could put up 30 on. Cincinnati. Cleveland, Baltimore, Chicago.
Hold on.
Come on, man.
Cleveland has one of the best defenses in the league.
Not anymore. Andre. They did early in the year.
Andre, can I ask you a question, Andre?
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
What standings are you looking at? Like, seriously.
I'm looking at,
because they put 52 on the Bears.
Okay, yes,
and
they did.
Put 38 on the Ravens.
They scored 30 or more.
Wait a minute. Listen, let me finish. Four games. Listen. They put 52 on the Bears, right?
One game. Okay, go ahead.
They put 38 on the Ravens, right?
All right.
They put 34 on the Cleveland Browns.
Three games. Go ahead.
They put 37 on the Bengals.
Okay.
And 24 and 24 and 24 on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So okay. I said they're putting 30 plus. So what does that average out to you? Like, so if I average those out, like Andre, I hear what you're saying, but I
you
said
told
they're
me they was putting 30 on the regular. They're not putting 30 on the regular.
Andre, the point was they're averaging 30 points on the regular. I apologize.
You didn't say they're averaging.
Okay,
30.
I'm sorry, Andre, but they're scoring points. And Andre, the point that I was making. Right. Andre, are you gonna let me speak? Because, I mean, I'm trying to let you speak. I mean, we're having a spirited debate, and I'm allowing you to speak. But the point that I was making, Andre, okay, I'll give you this. I was being hyperbolic, but the point is this. We just scored 38 points for the first time Sunday. They've been doing this more so than we have. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
And that's the only point that I was trying to make. I apologize if I was being hyperbolic in my take. But I do a talk show every day, so I'm hyperbolic at times.
Now, I'll say this. That we have the same record, and we beat better teams. We beat better teams than they beat, and we have the same record without putting up 30-plus points a game. So, okay, I'll give you – maybe Detroit might be the biggest threat to Philadelphia. It's definitely not Green – I don't know where this Green Bay conversation coming at. Is this the same team that just tied with Dallas? Is this the same team we beat twice last year? Is this the same team that's – never been to the conference championship game.
I mean, you must be talking to Kyle or TK because I didn't say Green Bay was a threat.
I'm talking to other listeners that like to talk about Green Bay anybody.
But my point is this, Andre. What is your biggest issue with what I said?
My biggest issue is it seems like you keep downplaying the Eagles and hyping up these other teams.
Andre, you made your point. You made your point. How am I downplaying the Eagles? What did I say to you that triggered you to make this phone call that I'm downplaying the Eagles?
They just scored 38. We just scored 30 points this season.
Okay.
Like, this week.
So is that – okay, Andre, is that a lie? Is that a lie?
No,
did I lie?
True. No, you did not.
So what am I doing to downplay the Eagles?
Because you're making more out of it than it is.
Okay, Andre. Let me finish because, like, Andre, we got a show to do, so I'm going to ask you this. Did we get our ass kicked by the New York Giants?
Yeah.
And they're a bad team, correct?
Yes.
So we put 38 points on a bad team.
Yes.
You're happy about that?
No. What I'm happy about is
so again, no, Andre. Let's stick to this point because you called in because you had an issue with what I said. So what is the issue? The Baltimore Ravens. Did you consider them a good team before the quarterback got hurt?
Before the first game of the season,
Andre,
they were a good team.
Did you consider them a good team? Okay.
Until they started playing. Yes,
okay.
I thought they
okay.
Were
and so they
until they started playing.
So again, Andre, what is the point that made you so upset by what I said that you called in?
Listen, all I said was that okay, Detroit put up a couple numbers, a couple games. That's all well and good. They're still 6-2 or 5, whatever they are. They're still tied with us.
How
they're
am I downplaying the Eagles, Andre? How am I downplaying what the Eagles are doing?
They're not better than Philly.
Do they look better than Philly right now, Andre? Have you been excited about the way the Eagles have been playing the last 3 weeks?
Nah.
Okay, so Andre, again, why is it when I say the Detroit Lions look better than the Eagles? You agreeing with everything that I'm saying, but I'm not being realistic. How does that work for you?
No. What I said was,
I'm downplaying the Eagles.
Putting up 30 plus.
No,
points.
Andre, let's stick on the point where you said I'm downplaying the Eagles. Let's go to that point. So how am I downplaying the Eagles when you just admitted and you agree with me that you haven't been too excited about the way they've been playing?
I told you, I'm not excited about you the way you end of the game, when that clock goes 0-0-0-0,
Andre, got you. Appreciate the call. Got to move on.
This is ridiculous. Like, I understand, like, and I'm not mad at Andre, but y'all got to start listening to what's being said, man. That's it. Like, I don't mind the debate, but when you call here and you say things and then you agree with what I'm saying, like, what is the issue?
Well, this is the thing. Like, I believe the Eagles are better than Detroit. That being said, I mean, you're right. Detroit has put up more points against better competition than the Eagles have.
Andre, I apologize if I say they've been putting up 30 points a game. I apologize for that. They have been more consistent than the Eagles.
Absolutely. And they've scored a lot of points.
They have been more consistent than the Eagles.
Yeah, they have been. And obviously, you know, we'll see how it plays out the rest of the year. And that game in a few weeks is going to be big. But yes, Detroit's offense has been much better than the Eagles' offense. That's not a debatable point.
Yeah, Detroit's averaging 30.7 points a game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
The Eagles are averaging 26.
Yeah, they're scoring a ton of points.
And that's the point that I was trying to make. All I'm saying is that if we want to win this game, and the only way our average has been helped was the game this weekend against the I was about to say Chicago Bears because we got to play them too. But the Giants. It's been helped with the Giants win, and the Giants kicked our ass and put 30 on us 2 weeks ago. So I'm not here trying to make Eagle fans mad by me sounding like, and I'm not trying to sound like I don't like the Eagles. I play for the Eagles. I bled for the Eagles. I'm not doing that. But you have to listen to what's being said. Right now, it feels like we just turned the corner as far as the way we're playing. They've been consistently playing better the whole year.
Yeah.
Let me pull that back because somebody will get mad about that. They've been playing consistent the whole year.
They have been. I mean, there's no question about it. Detroit so far this year, I would agree, you know, they've been more consistent, especially offensively, than the Eagles. That's a different conversation than the one we were having earlier about, you know, who's the best team in the NFC. I still think it's the Eagles moving forward because I think they've finally started to come into their own a little bit. They've fell into a rhythm. But so far this year, obviously, I mean, Detroit has played better offensively, and I don't think that's really debatable.
Yeah, I'm not afraid. I don't think Green Bay that great, though.
No. Green Bay, I have a hard time getting a handle on what Jordan Love is. I mean, sometimes he looks like a top five guy.
I think
guy.
He's just okay.
Yeah, other times he looks like he's just another quarterback. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get back into all this coming up after the break. Are you raising your expectations for the Sixers? Also, with the Eagles, do you think they're clearly the best team in the NFC as we head into the second half of the year? And heard a Sixers take from Boogie Cousins yesterday that will play coming up next. Let me get Hugh's take on this. So we'll get to that coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all ever wonder why Fanatic Sportsbook is America's fastest online growing sportsbook? Most sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just flat. But at FanCash, it's the ultimate sports currency. And betting with Fanatics lets you stack FanCash. With Fanatic Sportsbook, you can get up to 10% FanCash back on your wagers, win or lose. How exciting is that? My Kyle's over there laughing. Use your fan cash to unlock the world of Fanatics with profit boots. And it says Prophet Boots. That's not me. It says Prophet Boots. Exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. That's real value for your sports fandom. Did I also mention that they're giving away millions in fan cash this year with games like Fan Cash Drops that is offered live in Fanatics Sportsbook app every single Friday. So switch to a sportsbook that always has your back. Go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sportsbook app today. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.